Hello there, and welcome to the new podcast, the Lads from the Tilton podcast. This will be a podcast where I will be talking about all things Birmingham City, all news, transfer news, history, and future information. So whether you're a diehard Birmingham City fan or just a football enthusiast interested in more news about Birmingham City, this will be the podcast for you. So this will also be a podcast where I do talk a little bit about fantasy football as well, as I do participate in the Gaffer Fantasy Football League. This year I haven't done as much, so I do have a very low score, but I'll be talking more about the Birmingham City players within the fantasy football realm. So sit back, relax, and enjoy all of the episodes that are going to be coming up soon. So episode one is going to be partially in regards to our new manager, who has obviously just been appointed at the point of recording. He was appointed 2 days ago, and we had his interview come out last night. So first off, we're going to speak about who it is. Obviously, we brought in Tony Mowbray as the new manager to replace Wayne Rooney after a not very successive realm at the helm at Birmingham City. He didn't really do a lot right. The couple of wins that we got weren't brilliant. We had a couple of decent performances. It did show at times that there were some changes within the squad which were positive, but there was way too many negatives. I'd say Ramel Donovan and Jordan James were probably one of the only two positives within that squad. Missing out players like Long and other players who just haven't played. And then as soon as a new manager's going to be coming in, and we had Steve Spooner manage that one game, you could just see the difference in the team from one game. So it was an interesting little period with Steve Spooner in charge, and it was really refreshing to hear someone else talk about the club, the passion, the ambitions, and the future at the club. As Steve Spooner sort of spoke more passionately about that, and also in his first interview, Tony Mowbray also did, and he was talking about the futures and the current and what we can do to move forward, and how he still thinks we've got quite a talented group of players in the realms, and with that is obviously positivity, because we haven't had much positivity under Rooney. Rooney has openly come out and basically said the players are useless, the players can't perform, the players aren't willing to want it, and he needs to buy all these new players. And at the end of the day, that's not what we needed to be looking for in the position that we're in. And working with what you've got is sometimes better than buying everyone. So yeah, obviously Tony Mowbray came in on the 8th. The owner stating he was a standout candidate and through the rigorous process to identify the right manager. He gets a 2.5-year contract, which is an interesting one. So it's shorter than the Rooney one, but I think it's until the end of when the Rooney one was. I think the Rooney one was 3 years, so it was he's taken up half of his year. So they've given him a 2.5-year contract, so they've clearly got like a deadline of that 3 years from when they appointed Rooney that they want something doing. He's took training, and he has been a sort of breath of fresh air to see and hear talk. Obviously, most recently, he was in charge of Sunderland, where he led them to the playoffs, losing to Luton Town and doing quite well in that playoffs. He had the youngest squad in the league this year, and had about 8 months as head coach there, and a lot of Sunderland fans have spoke incredibly positively about Tony and his positive vibes with the youth and bringing people through. So your players like Ramel Donovan, if we keep him, Jordan James, players like that should thrive really under Tony Mowbray. He obviously used to be at Blackburn, where he got them promoted from League One, and nearly got them in the playoffs one of the seasons after. He's also been at Hibs, Celtic, Middlesbrough and Coventry as well. He's brought along with him Mark Venus, of which he's very consistently following assistant manager. And he spoke very well in his first meeting, saying upon his appointment, "I am excited to be joining Birmingham City at this time. Can't wait to get back on the training pitch and start with this talented group of players." So that was a good start alone. So he's talking about the group of players we already have, not saying we need loads of players. His focus is on building their confidence, delivering results and giving Blues fans a team they can be proud of and excited by. He knows from personal experience how passionate us Blue Noses are. And he knows that we take a lot of fans away and we can have some good support at home when things are going right as well. And he's looking forward to getting our support on Saturday against Swansea. So we will also be doing its own podcast for previews of matches. So look forward to that one. Obviously, we are on Wednesday when we are recording this on the 10th. So that should be out by Friday time. But it might be earlier, it depends upon when I can record it. So, obviously, this was just a podcast to talk about the fact that Tony Mowbray was appointed Birmingham City manager. Obviously, it is a few days later, but we have only just been able to start the podcast back up. So, I hope you guys did enjoy this podcast and look forward to the future episodes of the Lads from the Tilton podcast. We will be looking to have guests on, so if you guys are interested in being guests in future episodes, we will be talking about how you can become a guest and talking about like where you can message to become a guest for those. And I hope you enjoyed this episode, first episode, and keep right on.